Mirza Mengistu's Booker shortlisted novel, The Shadow King, is set in 1935 during Mussolini's invasion of Ethiopia and shines a light on the African women soldiers who fought in the conflict. Theirs is a story largely forgotten by history, as Mirza told me when she joined me from her home in New York.
The Shadow King opens during Mussolini's invasion of Ethiopia in an attempt to colonize it. It tells the story from both sides of the battle lines, the Ethiopian and the Italian. And I feature the women who were fighting alongside the men in the Ethiopian army, a little known fact that I discovered.
I believe there is actually some family history behind this discovery as well.
There is, Red. You know, I found out almost at the point when I was getting ready to submit the final draft of my novel that my great-grandmother had also enlisted in the war. I had no idea about this while I was writing the book. I thought that I had to be careful with my research and accuracy and make sure I wasn't making anything up. And then the story was also in my family.
There are two very strong female characters within the book. Hirat has been sent to work as a maid of all things in the compound owned by Kidana and his wife, Asta, who is quite a feisty woman.
Yes, Hirut is an orphan. She's working as a maid for this noble family, and they treat her the way that most people would have treated their servants back then, as really inconsequential and somebody that they could order around and do what they wanted with. But Hirut feels like she's more than what people imagine her to be. And this war gives her an opportunity to step forward and gain a level of independence as a soldier. And Aster, too, is a formidable character, someone that is complicated, and people either really like her or they just learn to appreciate her strength, because eventually that works in the favor of the war. And she really thinks that she is just as capable of fighting as the men. And she sees this war as an opportunity to change the course of her life. War creates chaos. And in that chaos, she can create her own destiny and her own fate, completely separate from her husband.
The traditional order has been overthrown, as is evidenced by the fact that the king, Haile Selassie, has fled to England. We see him in interludes throughout the book, trying to make sense of what's going on.
Yes. He can't quite grasp the upheaval that has come. He seems stunned by it, almost to paralysis, and keeps looking at the opera Aida as a clue into the Italian mind. I should say Verdi wrote Aida, and the Italian people had come to love it because it told them something about Ethiopians and Ethiopian girls and women. And he wanted to figure out what that was as a possible clue into the Italian psyche and a clue into how he might be able to defeat these Italians. Haile Selassie left the war and moved to England, to Bath, and watched the war unfold at a distance. And this is something that the fighters never quite forgave him for. And I've always wondered what that must have been like for him to have been so far and to know that on some level, people really were demoralized and did not respect that move.
You also tell the story through photographs that Hirat has unearthed of the conflict and from the point of view of a young Italian soldier whose own birthright is catching up with him when he finds out that he has to register as being of Jewish descent.
There's a question that I have been asking, and it is, how is it the decent people end up doing indecent things? And Ettore was somebody that I wanted to explore this with. He's a photographer, and he's soon being ordered by Colonel Fucelli to photograph the atrocities committed on Ethiopians who were captured during the war. And being an artist, he sometimes cannot help the fact that He wants to photograph the prisoners in beautiful ways. He's aware of lighting, silhouettes. He's trying to get the right angle, and he co-opts his own talent in the service of violence. And yet he's Jewish, and he's subjugating a group of people because of their ethnicity. And yet soon the anti-Semitic laws pass in Italy, and he's subjugated to the same kinds of discriminations that he was participating in against Ethiopians. And I know that those cases existed. I know that that's a part of the story of Italy. And I wondered what that does to somebody.
And his duality was also picked up in the character of the Shadow King, who we must mention, who is Hyrat's brilliant solution to who the troops should rally behind when Emperor Haile Selassie has done a bunk to England. And she chooses the lowest of the low and dresses him in emperor's robes.
Yes, his name is Menem. He is a musician. He is a farmer. He is poor. His name in Amharic means nothing. And here's this man that had this uncanny resemblance to Haile Selassie. And Hirut masterminds this ploy to inspire and lift morale amongst the fighters. It's interesting to think about what makes a leader, what makes a ruler. And if a man who says that he can trace his blood back 3,000 years to the Solomonic era, and that justifies his rule as a monarch in Ethiopia, Haile Selassie, if he could be replaced so easily by a poor farmer who has absolutely nothing to his name, what makes a leader?
Did you ever manage to meet your great-grandmother, and would she be proud?
You know, I met my great-grandmother, Red. She was very old when I saw her the last time. She was bedridden, and I was in a room with my relatives, and everyone is gathered around talking about her, reliving instances in her life. Nobody mentioned the war. Everybody mentioned how strong and stubborn she was, and she'd been known to like beat up men. I'm very short, and she was shorter than me. So I had those stories, and I would like to think that she would be proud of having this story out there, of having this part of her life spoken of, because it just wasn't counted as that important.
Well, Mazlum and Jisti, I'm sure your great-grandmother would be immensely proud, and many congratulations on being shortlisted for this year's Booker Prize.
Thank you so much, Red. It's been a pleasure to talk to you.
Like all the books shortlisted for this and previous year's Booker Prizes, The Shadow King is available in a full range of accessible formats from the RNIB Library, thanks to the generous support of the Booker Foundation.